Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Nun. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We will begin today's shiur 9 lines from the top of Daf Nun. You will notice an angular bracket that appears with a bracket length indicator running down the side of the Gemara text. This is a very long bracketed section. It will take you till the top line of Amud Beis. Before we begin the actual Gemara, it's necessary for us to recap a little bit of what we had learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara. We saw in our Mishnah Daf Mem Tesamud Beis, someone who was on the road and Shabbos was about to set in, if he recognized or knew of a tree somewhere ahead, 2,000 amas ahead, and from the tree to his house another 2,000 amas, he could say something that would then reposition his Mokum Shvisa, his Shabbos location on a halachic level to being under the tree. But it depends how he says it. In the Mishnah, we saw that if he said simply Shvisosi Tachtov, that my location is to be under the tree, the Mishnah said Lo Omar Klum. It's not effective. In the Gemara, Rav had said, when the Mishnah says it's ineffective, it's not effective whatsoever. Namely, he cannot go even to the tree. On the top of Daf Nun, of our Daf, we saw Rabbah explaining, Mai Taimo de Rav. What is the reason that the person is not allowed to use the tree, even the tree as his Mokum Shvisa? Certainly not to go home, but not to be even located under the tree. So we saw there were two explanations for Rav. One is Lo Masayim Asrei. He didn't specify the four Amos of which four Amos under the tree he wanted to be. The four Amos closest to where he's located now, or the four Amos under the next to the trunk, or four Amos in the far branches of the tree. And another shot we saw, and this is really what we need to focus on for our opening Gemara today, is the Ikra de Amri shot that we saw in the second, third line from the top. And it had said, Kol she'enu bo zachar zeh, afilu b'las achas eino. Anything that cannot be declared, one following the other, even at one time, it doesn't take effect. What that meant on a practical basis was that if the person had declared, I want the four northern amos of the tree to be my location, and then he said, I want the four southern amos of the tree to be my location, so he certainly doesn't get the second four amos. So it's eino bozeh acharzeh. Rashi has said, the kevon de im siyam dalad tzfonias, eino yochol lachzor livur dalad romios, liyoslo shvisa kan v'kan. After he decides that he wants the four northern amos of the tree to be his location, he can't then turn around and say, I want the four southern amos to be my location, namely that as well. So when he says the whole tree in one shot, it also will not take effect. That's this concept of kol she'ino bozeh acharzeh. If you can't do one after the other, just like in our case, you can't declare the second four amos of the southern side of the tree to be your location. You can't declare the whole tree either to be your location. The Gemara then asked, what is the point of difference between the two explanations? So the Gemara answered the case where he says, Liknu li ba'arba amos migo shmona. The opening Gemara, where the angular brackets begins, deals with this topic. following the angular brackets, the Gemara at the top of Amud Beis will pick up with what Rav said, or Abaye qualifies Rav's din. Rav said that he doesn't get to be located under the tree, so he said Lo shanu elo be'ilon shetaktov yud beis amah. That's what Abaye says at the top of Amud Beis. So that's why we have the brackets, so that you can go right from this discussion concerning Rav to the qualification of Rav. But now that the structure hopefully is clear, in the brackets we have we'll call this a subtopic, and on the side of the Gemara under our tat, no say tat, is a subtopic. So we've written kol she'eno b'zachar zeh afilu b'basachas eino, and under that the mivneh we feature triangles. In the Gemara text itself, you'll notice three triangles. These are three kushios al haklal shel rabo, three questions on Rabbah's rule of kol sheino bozachar zeh, etc. The three questions come from three different topics, where at first glance it appears that we have examples of things that are not bozeh achar zeh, and yet but bas achas, they do take effect. The three topics are marbe b'maisras, that is someone who declares more than a tenth of his produce to be considered miser. In fact, miser is a tithe. One tenth of the produce that's given as a tithe, there's a miser rishon tithe given to Levium, there's a miser sheni tithe that one takes to Yerushalayim on the third and sixth years of the 7-year cycle, there's a miser oni tithe instead of the miser sheni tithe. And then there's a topic called Meiser Behema. That's one-tenth of one's annual animal births are separated and brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a sacrifice. That's the case known as Meiser Behema, where we know that if you, in counting the animals as the procedure demands, if you count the animals and you declare number 10 to be number 10, and then number 11 animal to be number 10, to be a Meiser Behema, so it doesn't take effect. Once you declare number 10 to be the number 10, to be the Meiser animal, that's it. And yet, if two animals come out at the 10th position and he says that they are number 10, so we see that that does take effect. And a third case involves Lachmei Toda. The Toda is a type of sacrifice where, in addition to an animal offering, a person brings 40 loaves. And we will see that in the event that a person brings, let's say, 40 loaves, and he declares them as part of his Korban Toda, and then he brings another 40 loaves and says, I want these also to be part of the Korban Toda, so that declaration doesn't take effect. And yet, if he brings 80 loaves and declares them to be part of his Toda, so we'll see how something there does take effect. Even though Balzachar said it doesn't take effect, when it's in one shot, it does take effect. Those are three topics that represent questions on the Klal of Rabbah. And of course, the Gemara will have to answer in each one how they don't really represent a challenge to Rabbah's rule. So now, the Gemara. Gufa, starting with the bracketed section, 9 lines from the top. Omar Rabbah, kol dovor she'eno bozeh achar zeh, anything that will not take place one after the other, where there won't be no legal effect on the second declaration or the second item after the first. Afilu b'bas achaseino, even if you do the two at one time, also it will, even if you do the two at one time, it will not take effect. Now this kind of rule is very, very general, so the way the Gemara presents it and the way we translate it, it sounds very vague, and deliberately so, because we have to plug in examples to appreciate the klal, the rule. Esve Abaye l'Rabo. So Abaye challenges Rabo's rule from a Tanaic source. Hamarbe b'maisras peirosav misukonim umasrosav mikukolin. A person who increases his maisros, that means he declares, instead of one-tenth of his produce, he says, one-fifth of my produce, I declare, I'm separating as miser. So, the balance of his peros, the four-fifths that remain behind, those are misukonim. In other words, his tithing is effective. U'maisrotza mikukolim, that which he set aside as the tithe, is mikukal, is messed up in the sense that there's a mixture in there of tithe and something that's not tithed. The Rashi says in Dibur Masul Peirosov, Shesilek Litzarach Echulin, Mesukonim Hei, the Peiros, the fruits that he set aside after he removed the tithe are considered Chulin. They're considered literally, Mesukonim means repaired, but means they're fixed as far as you're now being allowed to eat it as Chulin, as mundane common fruits, because the tithe has been removed. But the tithe, the 20% that he's going to give to the Levi is messed up. Because part of that is really itself untithed. When he gives, let's say, if he gives 20%, so really only half of that 20% is the tithe. Vashar tevelhu, the rest is untithed. The meiser ben yom rachmona, the Torah uses the word meiser, shi'ur echad me'asorah. It means one-tenth. The word meiser has as its root the word eser, one-tenth. For lo domi, the truma shnos bayin yofer, bayin ro, v'beinis, v'truma lo ksiv bo shi'ur. Rashi is saying over here is that meiser is not like truma. Truma, the Torah doesn't dictate an amount. But as far as meiser, there is an amount that is dictated, and hence if you exceed that amount, so then you create this problem of meiser mikul kolin. However, we have another question. The Gemara asks, Amai, why do we say in this source that peirosav misukonim, that the tithing is effective? Lema, why not say kol she'eno bozeh harzeh afilu b'bas achaseno? If you were to set aside 10% as meiser, and then another 10% again as meiser, the shei meiser, the label of meiser does not attach itself to that second 10% that you set aside. So too, when you set 20% aside in one shot, the shei meiser should not take effect at all. And if that's the case, so the question is, why is it that the peiros that he leaves behind are considered tithed? The Gemara answers, Shiny Meiser, the Isei Lechatzoyin. The case of Meiser is different than other cases that are Eino Bozeh Harzeh, because here, the E Omar Tiktosh Palgo Palgo Dechitzo Kocha. The reason, if he sets aside 20% as tithe, the reason it takes effect is because half of each grain could be declared as miser. So that when he sets aside 20% of his grains as miser, it is true that each grain in that could have part of it being miser. Now, this is not similar to the case of the shvisa, because you can't say that in the case of the shvisa, in the case of being under the tree, you can't say that the whole underneath of the tree is going to be considered his four amos, because the tree itself is more than four amos. And you need to have four amos, of course, consecutive. You can't say that each amo of, or if the each millimeter of the tree can part of it add, be a section of an amo, adding up eventually to four amos. Because when we need, what we require is four continuous amos, four consecutive amos. And if the tree is more than four amos, so you can't have a situation of four amos and be under the whole tree at the same time. Whereas in the case of the grains, you can have the 20% of the grains, and each one of the grains, part of it, could be declared as a tithe. And that's what the Gemara means here, that Meiser is different. Reading the Gemara again, the Isei Lechatzoyin, it is in partial amounts. The E Omar Tiktosh Palgo Palgo Dechitzo Kocha. If he were to declare half of each grain to be sanctified or to be considered tithe, it does take effect. The Gemara asks, "V'hare ma'aser behema delesei lechatzoyin v'omar rova yotsu shnayim ba'asiri v'koron asiri asiri v'echad osar mu'uravin zeh bozeh." What about the case of ma'aser behema, where yotsu shnayim ba'asiri means as you count animals in the process of tithing the ma'aser behema animal, the animals are sent through a narrow passageway where only one animal walks out. Is expected to walk out from the passageway to the other side, and as the animals walk out, you count them 1, 2, 3, and when you get to number 10, you declare it as the Ma'aser Behema. In the event, if somehow two animals came out after number 9, and you said on the two animals, you said you called them 10, the rule is that the two animals are considered mixed with one another, and there's an element of sanctity that takes hold of the two animals. If we notice the Rashi, "Vare ma'aser behema delesei lechatzoyin," what does that mean? The Omar chatzi tle zechulin v'chatzi ma'aser. Unlike the case of the grains, if you are to declare half an animal to be common and the other half to be the tithe, that has no meaning. Lo omar klum likdish lechatzoyin. There is of no legal change in an animal if you were to say such a thing. It remains chulin. The chol ashriyavu tachas hashem v'asiriya kodesh omar rachmona. The Torah says the tenth animal that passes under the counting rod becomes the Ma'aser Behema. V'lesei nami bozeh achar zeh. And in the case of Ma'aser Behema, you also do not have a situation of one after the other. What does that mean? She'im kora la'asiri asiru la'chadosu asiru. If after you call the 10th animal 10, you call the 11th animal also 10, eino kadosh. It doesn't take hold. However, v'chikora l'shnayim asiru basachas, if two come out at the 10th position, and you call them 10, Amrinon de Chadinayu Ma'aser Gomor, we say that one of these two is a full Ma'aser Behema. The Omar Rabba Asiri v'Chadosom Uravin Zebozeh. The Chadinayu Ma'aser Vido Chavia Chadosor Shikor Asiri. The one of the two is a formal Ma'aser animal, and the other one is considered having the din of an 11th animal that you call 10. Vilu have a Yoda Bey. If you would have known, kagon shetov v'kor la'asiri chi u'la'chalasor asiri, if you would have, for example, made a mistake and called the 10th animal 9 and the 11th animal 10, kaimalon da'asiri meiser, we say in such a case that the 10th animal is meiser v'chalasor korev shlamim, and the 11th animal is offered as a shlamim sacrifice. Skipping the bracketed section in the Rashi, v'hashto the koron de basachas v'loida asiri gomor v'hei achalosor shenikra asiri. In this case, where two came out in the number 10 position, and you don't know which one is the real meiser and which one is an 11th that you call 10. So then Rashi goes on to say how you will treat the two animals as sacrifices, assigning to them the respective stringencies that are relevant to a shlomim and a meiser animal. But for our purposes, without getting too involved with details, the Gemara is saying that even though you can't declare animals half kodesh, unlike the case of the grains where you could declare half a grain as meiser, and in the case of animals, after you declared number 10 as 10, you can't declare number 11 as 10. And yet, if the two come out at once at the number 10 position and you call them 10, sanctity does take hold. So is that not a challenge to Rabbah's rule that said, "Kol she'eino bazachar zeh afilu bebas achas eino"? Here, it's eino bazachar zeh, but it is bebas achas. The Gemara answers, "Shaini ma'aser behema." The Ise Bozachaze Betos, the case of Ma'aser Behema, in fact, is different, because there is an element of Bozeh Acharzeh in the case that a mistake is made. However, the main thing to emphasize here is that this isn't a challenge to Rabbah's rule. Rabbah spoke about something that's eino bozeh acharzeh. In the case of Maisa Beima, it is bozeh acharzeh in the following case, Disnan. Kora lechi asiri asiri chi. Ulachadasor asiri. Animals, as they're coming out, you counted 1, 2, 3, got up to number 8. And then when the ninth animal came out, you mistakenly said 10. And then when the 10th animal came out, you said 9. And when the 11th animal comes out, you call that 10. Shloshtan mikudashin. They all are sanctified. So we see a case of bozeh acharzeh, where sanctity does take hold on each one of the animals. As far as what you do with each one of the animals, that is a separate discussion, but not for right now. So we continue moving on with our questions. We're now at the third question, the third challenge to the rule. Vare toida, delese betois. The case of toda, and the Gemara, maybe you have noticed already, and if not, it's okay. It's never too late, we can say. The questions, as you notice, are build-up questions, namely taking points mentioned before as, let's say, being non-existent. Here we see are in place. For example, before we said that Meiser Bain was different because it does take hold in the case of tois. Vare toido de lesse betos. The case of the Toda, you don't have a tos explanation like we gave before. For lesse boza acharzeh, and after you declared the 40 loaves as part of your Toda sacrifice, you can't then declare another 40 loaves to be part of the sacrifice. So you don't have the element of tos, you don't have the element of boza acharzeh, v'itmar, and yet it says, Toido shenishchato al shmoinim chalos. Here you have, this is the case of Basachas, where you took 80 loaves at one time, and as you were shechting the animal that's brought as the Korban Toda, as the Toda sacrifice, you had 80 loaves present. Chizkiyah says, and here we dashed under on Kitshu because this is really what we want to focus on, Chizkiyah's opinion, that 40 of the 80 loaves become sanctified. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kitshu alo mem mitoch shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, there is no sanctity that sets upon 40 of the 80. Well, what's the point over here? You see, according to Chizkiyah, that even though you can't establish 40 as kodesh and then another 40 as kodesh, if you had 80 loaves there at one time, sanctity does set in. So that's our challenge to Rabbah. The Gemara answers, Ha itmar alo omar Rabbi Zera hakol moidim hechodu omar likdishu arboim mitoch shmonim dekotshu. Everyone will agree that if you declare 40 from the 80 to be sanctified, that they do become sanctified. If that's what you explicitly, formally dedicate it that way. Let's glance at the Rashi. Yikdashu arboim, ha arboim ko'omar. He said 40. By his saying explicitly, I want 40 of the 80 loaves to be sanctified. So he's saying 40, and that's what the Korban Toda demands, 40 loaves. The Gabi Shviso Nami, Ha Amoron, in the case of the Shviso, with regard to the tree, we also said, the Omar Liknu Li Arba Mitoch Shtamni Koni. If he says, I want 4 of the 8 Amos under the tree to become my Mokum Shviso, it does take effect. So that even we said within Shitas Rav, if you explain Rav as Lo Omar Klum based on Kol Sheino Bazachar Zal Filu Babasachas Eino, nevertheless, if you said I want 4 of the 8 Amos that are under the tree to be my location, it takes effect. Similar to this case, and hence they This is not a challenge. The case of the Toidah is not a challenge to the way we explained Rav when saying that Rav was based on the concept of Kol Sheino Bazachaze Afilu Babasachas Eino. Because in that case, if you say I want four of my eight, of the eight amos under the tree to be mine, it does work. Likewise with the Korban Toidah. If you brought 80 loaves and you said I want 40 of the 80 loaves to be sanctified, so everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, that it does take effect. We have a bracketed section here, a curlicue brackets, and these continue till the top of Amud Beis. On the side, we have a note where we have a star, and we've written Matras Asugraim Eino Kidei Ledaleg. The point of these brackets is not for skipping purposes. Elo Kidei Laharois Shagamora Kvar Tutsa Hakusha. The Gemara has answered the basic question that was raised from the case of Toda as a challenge to Rabba. So we have an answer for that. That which continues in the bracketed section is simply more of a, call it an elaboration on the din of the Toda. So now, looking back at our Gemara, we noted with a little Aleph 1 case, namely, if he says, Liktishu arboim mitoch shmon, I want 40 of the 80 to be sanctified, so that takes effect, and he will fulfill his Toda requirement. As far as what happens with the other loaves and all that, that's a separate discussion. Another case with regard to the Toda, that's, as we said, this is a detail now. If a person said, Lo yukdishu arboyim Elohim kein kitshu shmoinim, I don't want 40 loaves to be sanctified unless all 80 are sanctified, kuli amalo pligi delo kachu. Everyone will agree that none of the loaves become sanctified. Ki pligi, the machloik is chiski on Rabbi Yochanan that we saw before, bistama, where the person remains silent. Where he brought a korban toda, he brought 80 loaves, he slaughtered the toda, and didn't say anything further. More so, v'lachrayis kol mechavein v'altnai aisinu. That Chizkiah would say that he simply brought the additional 40 loaves as achrayis, as a backup, as a type of insurance that if anything should happen to 40 of the 80 loaves, so I have another 40 to stand in the backup position. That's achrayis, insurance. And he brought them, al tanai means he brought them on condition. In other words, that if anything happens to the first 40 loaves, so the other 40 are there to become sanctified. And if nothing happens to the first 40 loaves, so the second 40 remain unsanctified. And as such, Rashi says it's like he says, I want 40 of the 80 to be sanctified, which we said everyone agrees is meaningful. Umor Sovar, Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Lo Kitchu, nothing takes effect, is because this person who brought 80 loaves and remained silent, the Korban Godol Komachavin, his intention was all 80 should become sanctified. And you can't have all 80 being sanctified. In the case of the Shevisa, however, Rashi adds the second line from the top, Avol Gabi Shevisa ki Omar Tachtov, when he says, I want to be under the tree, my achrayas ika, what kind of insurance is there, what issue of insurance comes up over there? And there he wanted all of the tree to be his mokum shvisa, the ain shvisa elo bedalit. So therefore, in that case, even Chizkiah would agree that nothing takes effect. Lo amrinon liknule bedalit minayu. And since he said he didn't indicate which four amos, we don't say that four of the under tree amos shall be his. Now we can continue with the Gemara at the top line. Omar Abaye, Lo Shanu El Beilon Shetachtav Yud Beis Amo. Rav's din of Lo Omar Klum is only with regard to a tree whose area under the branches measures 12 amos. 12, note, is made of 3 units of 4. In other words, when you look at the 12 amos, you can break them up into separate units of 4. Namely, there's no overlapping of 4 amos. You have the first 4, the middle 4, and the final 4. Avo be'inon she'en tachtov yud beis amo. If you have a tree underneath whom there is less than 12 amos, hare mitzas beiso nicker. It's an interesting expression, but we had pointed out that from the far edge of the branches till this person's house, there were 2,000 amos. And we are talking about a person who's basically interested in establishing the tree as his mokum shmisa so that he can get to his house. If the area under the tree is less than 12 amos, so if you were to focus, for example, on the middle 4 amos, the middle 4 amos of the tree overlaps a bit with the far edge of the tree, because from the middle 4 amos to the far edge of the tree there's less than 4 amos, and likewise the middle 4 amos overlap with the first 4 amos, the first part of the tree, because from that middle 4 amos of the tree there's less than 4 amos to the closer edge of the tree. As a result of that, the Abaye says that under such circumstances, Rav would not say Lo Omar Klum. If we look in the Rashi, Avo biyud Aleph Hare Mitzas Beiso Nicker Yesh Lecha Livrosh Yishvisa. You have an opportunity in this case. If the tree, let's say, were 11 amos, you could choose from amongst these 11 amos. Besoch Yud Aleph Halalu She'al Korchuch Mitzas Beiso Besocham. Who? That part of his house, part of his getting to his house, is recognizable. Umai Nihu, which 4 amos could we say would overlap with a part of the tree from which he could get home? Arba Mitziosa, the 4 middle amos that are under the tree. De'i Bididhu Omar Shapir. If he had chosen those 4 amos, then good. De'i Bidahai Gisa O Bidahai Gisa. And if it were the first 4 amos or the last 4 amos, Hare Chatzi Me'elu, Chatzi Amo Me'elu U'Me'elu B'Socham Shem Tzoyos. There's a half an amo of the closer 4 amos and a half an amo of the far 4 amos that are contained in the middle 4 amos. Hilka Chavi Siyumo Liknos Bias. Therefore, it's considered a mokum assume, it's considered a clear enough designation for him to be kine, to be acquire a shivisa with regard to his house. Umihu Bal Lindoy Minatsaf Modulam Minadorm. However, in actuality, if he were to try to measure from the northern we'll call it the far branches to his house, will say, no, we're not going to let you measure from them, which would have brought him to his house, but we're going to make you measure from the 4 amos on the southern side, closer to where you are, which are further than 2,000 amos from the house. Now, you might notice that we have diagrams in the Pirush Chai on page 95, a diagram 40 and 41, which are relevant to this particular piece of Gemara. We continue in the analysis. Maskif law, Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yoshua. Mimayde ba arboi mitziyosu kamasayim. When you have a person that said, like the Mishnah said, I want to be under the tree, and you're dealing with a tree that measures 11 amos, who says that he is choosing those middle 4 amos? Dilma ba'arboy dahaygisa, ubarboy dahaygisa komasayim. Maybe his intention is for the closer 4 amos, the closer to where he's standing, or the far 4 amos. So it remains unclear. We can't say that there is definitively a part of that which he was konet, which is close to his house. Let's look at the Rashi here as well. Umimai debarboy mitziyasa kloimar. Mi hivdi loch emtsoyes mitoch ha-sha'ar. Who separated the middle 4 amos from the rest of the amos under the tree? Uma bekachin mitzas bayis nikr behem. And so what part of his house is recognizable in the, when we say recognizable, of course we mean within 2,000 amos of that spot. Hare yesh lomar dahaygi so bohale o dahaygi so bohale v'eino yodea es elu. Maybe he chose the 4 amos that are closer to where he is standing, and those 4 amos don't have any connection to a part of the tree within 2,000 amos of his house. The cave of the equal is spooky behind you, behind the ain elu nivlos be elu ain kansium. And since there is an element of doubt of which 4 amos, when dealing with an 11 amo tree that he chose, and they are not included one in the other, so there is not a clear defining of 4 amos. We continue in the Gemara. Elo Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yoshua. And for this, we would need the illustrations 42 and 43. He says, Lo Shanu, the din of Rav, that Lo Omar Klum, that his statement of wanting to be under the tree is of no significance, no meaning. That's Elo Be'ilon Shetachtov Shmoyna Amos, as you can see in illustration 42. That's where you have a tree underneath which you have 8 amos under the branches. So when he says, I want to be under the tree, and we would choose to him, he would want to choose 4 amos, it's not clear which 4 amos. And since the 4 amos, since in 8 you've got 2 separate units of 4, it could be that his under the tree would be a reference to the closer 4 amos to where he is standing. And from that point till his house, there is more than 2,000 amos. Avol, however, in illustration 43, Be'ilon Shetachtov Zayin Amos. If the under the tree measurement is 7 Amos, any 4 Amos that he chooses will have an element of which has a connection, Nikr Beso has a connection to his house. Hare Mixas Beso Nikr. If you were to take even the 4 amos that are closest to where he is standing, in the illustration it would be the 4 amos that's on the right of that diagram, there's an overlap of an amo with the 4 amos that are closer to the house, which would be on the left, and we know that from those 4 amos, from the edge of those 4 amos, he could get to his house. And the fact that there's this overlap, and even the result of that is, even if he says, I want to be under the tree, he will acquire his Shabbos Shvisa, his Shabbos location, being under the tree. We continue in the Gemara, Tanyo Kavosei de Rav, Tanyo Kavosei de Shmuel. We have Tanaic sources, and we've highlighted them with our markings using these diamonds. Two brises are quoted in the Gemara, one supporting Rav, and later on supporting Shmuel. We have to, of course, bear in mind what Rav and Shmuel had said. And that, once again, is, if a person is on the road and he says, I want to be under the tree, according to Rav, just saying, I want to be under the tree, that has no significance. He doesn't gain any Mokum Shvis under the tree. According to Shmuel, if he says, I want to be under the tree, so it does take some effect. The Gemara. Tanya kavosei de Rav. Mi shebo baderech v'choshcholo. V'hoya makir ilon o goder. Someone was on the road and Shabbos is about to set in, and he recognizes a tree or a fence. V'yomar shvisosi tachtov. He says, "I want my shvisa to be under the tree." Lo amar klum. It has no significance. Avol im omar shvisosi b'mokum ploni. If, however, he says, "I want my location to be at a specific place," mahalich ad shemagia lo isa mokum. He can walk till he gets to that place. Higilo somokom, when he gets to that place that he had designated, mahalech es kula v'chutzul alpayim amo. He can walk then. That place that he designated becomes his Shabbos location, and he can therefore walk from that point an additional 2,000 amos and 2,000 amos in all directions around that place. This is true if it's a designated place, a clearly defined place. For example, he designated as his mokum shvisas a type of mound that has a height of 4 tvoch, it has a height of 10 tvochim, and that mound that's raised 10 tvochim above the ground has a surface area of anywhere from 4 amos till an area measuring base sosayim, which is 5,000 square amos. More than that is considered a karp of shalohu kafthadira, and therefore it wouldn't be a place that you can designate. V'chein biko shihi amuka, a depression that has a depth, has walls around it, because it's a depression, type of crater, if you will, that is a depth, has a depth of 10 tfachim, v'imidal amos v'ad beisosayim, and its area measures from 4 amos till 5,000 square amos, a base sosayim. That too would be considered a mokum misuyim. So that if he's on the road and he says, "I want my mokum shvis to be in that crater or on that mound," that is where his Shabbos location shall be. Avo b'mokum she'ein misuyim ein lo ela dalet amos. If he declares that he wants to be in some place that's not well defined, so he has no more than 4 amos. We will get back to this point of b'mokum she'ein misuyim ein lo ela dalet amos as we go on in this source. But before we go further, just to repeat what we just learned, someone was on the road and he knew of some defined place somewhat further on, another 2,000 amos from where he was, like the crater or the mound. It having well-defined boundaries, that becomes his Shabbos location. And what we didn't mention before is that mound, even if the mound itself has a relatively large area to it, it's considered halachically like a mere 4 amos. And that from that mound, he has an additional 2,000 amos from which he can walk, so that the from where he is located till the mound might measure 2,000 amos. The surface area of the mound or the crater doesn't figure in the additional 2,000 amos that he gets from that point onwards. All of that is fine and true when he is saying that he wants his mokum shvisa to be at a well-defined place, as we just mentioned. However, if he says, "I want to be 2,000 amos, I want my Shabbos location to be 2,000 amos further," and it's not in a mokum misuyam, so then we say that he gets only 4 amos there, and from that point on, another 2,000 amos. We will come back to that in a few minutes. Let's continue now in the source. Hoyu shnayim. Two people are walking along. Echod makir ve'echod sheno makir. One person knows of a specific place further on, and the other person is unfamiliar. Zeh she'eno makir, moiser shvisosu lemakir. The one who is unfamiliar gives over his shviso acquisition powers to the one that does recognize the area. V'makir omir, and the person who does know of a specific place further on says, shvisosi b'mokom ploni, that my shvisa should be at that particular place. And then it's effective for both of these people. Bamed mamurim. Now here we go back to qualify that which we said, that in a case of a mokum she'ena mesuyim, you're walking along, and there is, let's say, there is a crater 2,000 amas away, but the crater itself is much larger than this. It's larger than a beis sosayim. It then is not considered a mokum mesuyim. It's considered like an open field for all practical purposes. And we said that he does, however, get the area that he refers to as 4 amos, which means that, as opposed to what we said before, that the entire crater does not figure into his calculations, into his measurements. In this case, he is considered located there, but from the 4 amos that he is going to be granted, he immediately starts counting 2,000 amas onwards, as opposed to the case where the crater had the dimensions we mentioned earlier, that the entire crater doesn't figure into his measuring. So when is it that we say that he does nevertheless get 4 amos? Kishesiyein dalin amos shekova, where he designates a specific 4 amos in that further location. Avolo seeing dalin amos shekova, if he doesn't designate a specific 4 amos, he just says, I want to be located in that crater. And he doesn't designate which 4 amos of the crater he wants to be in. Lo yozuz mimakoimoi. Then he is at a total loss. What do we mean he can't move from where he is? The explanation to that is, he can't move, first of all, he can't move more than 4 amos from where he is right now. Why is that? Where he is right now is not considered his shvisa, because he says he wants to be there in that crater. And he doesn't get any spot in the crater either, because he didn't say which 4 amos. So now this is where Rashi points out, this is like Rav. That's what Rav said when we were discussing the case of the tree, which was, let's say, a large tree with more than 12 amos or more under the branches, according to Abaye, or 8 amos or more, according to Rav Huna. If it was a large tree, and you simply said, I want to be under the tree, Rav says, Lo Omar Klum, and what Rav meant is, you don't get anything under the tree, and you can't move from where you are located right now, because you gave up your current location as being your Mokum Shvisa by saying you want to be under the tree. You don't get to be under the tree at all either, because you didn't designate which 4 amos. So this source supports Rav. Well, Lema Tevei Tufte Deshmos, and do we then not have a Tanaic source that will contradict or refute Shmuel? Omar loch Shmuel. Hocha b'mayaskinon. Shmuel tells you, what's the case over here? Kigon de'iko mimokom raglov viad ikoro tre alfi v'arba garmidi. This is a very specific case where, from where he is standing till the trunk of the tree, there's 2,004 amos. You might find it helpful to have diagram 36. We want to have diagram 44 on page 96 to have that diagram available. You can see in that diagram, from where the person is standing till the trunk of the tree, you can see 2,004 amos. The problem here is that when he says he wants to be under the tree, if that which was intended are the 4 far amos from where he's standing, he has placed himself outside his tchum. That's what the Gemara goes on to say. If you place him on the other side of the tree, meaning on the other side of the trunk of the tree, the far side of the tree, kom le labar mitchuma. He is now outside his tum. So he's created a Shabbos location that he cannot even get to. If he were to specify which four amos under the tree he wants to be, obviously a specific four amos that are within his 2,000 or within his 2004 amos, fine, then he can go to the tree. The Eloi, if he doesn't designate which four amos, well, in this case, lo motzi ozil, he cannot go, because he might have had in mind the four far amos that are beyond his tum. If we glance at the Rashi, the imuk misle beidoch giso de ilon kom le labar mitchuma sheim ato noisen lo shviso tachasanov shebeiver hasheni. If you were to place his shviso location on the far side of the tree, nimsa mokum raglov shoy oimed shom bishoshe choshchaloi. It then turns out that where he was standing when Shabbos set in, chutz l'tchumo, it's beyond his tchum. Shari rochok mimokom shviso yosim alpayim v'dalet amos. It's more than 2,004 amos. When we speak about 2,004, the four amos is a function of the immediate four amos in which he is standing is his location. And from that point onwards, he has another 2,000 amos that he's allowed to walk on Shabbos. But if in the case of a tree where only the trunk is within the 2004 amos, and the far side of the tree is beyond, we say hilkof siyem lo dalet amos b'tzad zeh shel ilon. If he designated the four amos that are on his side of the tree, motzi ozil shapir, then he can get to that. That's okay. Avo lo siyem lo. If he didn't designate, then yesh lomar be'ever hasheni bochar. Maybe he was choosing the far side of the tree. V'harehu achshav chutz l'tchumo, and that far side is beyond his tchum. The eino elo dalet amos. And he has, therefore, and he would then have only four amos. And that which Shmuel said originally, that you get, that by saying, I want to be under the tree, you get to be under the tree. Even though he didn't designate which four, and he can go. That is in the case that the entire tree is within his 2004 amos. The whole dalet yavislei l'shvisa tachtav moti tchumayu ad makom raglov. And in the case where the entire tree is within his 2004 amos, any spot under the tree that you were to place him is a spot that he could get to right now as Shabbos sets in. Hilkach shvisa kono lo. Therefore, he does acquire shvisa av shom. There, avol eino yodea im betzfono bedromo. The only lack of clarity in that case is we don't know, is it the northern edge of the tree or the southern edge of the tree? Ulefikoch yodo atachtono, and therefore, even in the case that he does get to be located under the tree, we still say that he has the weaker end when it comes to measuring, namely bal limdo mitzfono shel ilon letzad beiso alpayim. If he says, well, okay, since I'm allowed to be under the entire tree, I want to measure from the northern edge of the tree, which is within 2,000 amos of my house, we say, sorry, buddy, modim lo midromo, we measure from the southern end of the tree, umekatsunlo, and therefore mekatsun means we shorten the distance or the ability, mekatsunlo tchumo, the ability of the tree, of him to get to the house. That's mekatsin lo tchumo kol shiur tachtov shel ilon v'lo yagi lebeso. Since, as we said, even though he wants to measure from the northern edge of the tree, we say no. The entire area of the that which is under the tree, we will subtract from your tchum, and you can measure only from the southern end of the tree. V'lo yagi lebeso. Likewise, balim del minadorom shel ilon. If he wants to measure his tchum, his shvisa from the southern edge of the tree, v'lafso achrov milkom raglov kavidas tachtov shel ilon, and he would want to have the option of retracing his steps, with the diameter of the tree, and walk backwards from where he is standing right now. That amount that constitutes the diameter of the tree, We say, no, that is not going to be part of your tchum. We'll measure the 2,000 amas from the northern edge of the tree, and then from that point to where he is standing, the 2,000 amas end where he is standing right now. So Shmuel explains that the source that said Lo seeing Dalet Amos Shekavas Lo Yozuz Mimkomo is a case where the tree measured that from where he is standing till the trunk of the tree was 2,004 amos, and since part of the tree was beyond his tum altogether, that's what creates this Lo Yozuz Mimkomo situation. Tanyo Kavose de Shmuel. A brisa here that supports Shmuel's approach to the understanding of the Mishnah. Tov Irev Lishte Ruchois. A person made a mistake and he established his Eruv, he tried to establish his Eruv in two directions. Kimedume Hoyo Shema Arvin Lo Lishte Ruchos. He thought that you could do that, Oshomar Lavodov, or a case where he said to his servant, Suv Arvuli, go out and make an Eruv for me. Echot Irev Lo Litzaf. And one set an Eruv 2,000 amas north, or let's say, a distance northerly. The Echot Irev Olov Lidorom, and another servant set down his Eruv a distance southerly. We say Mahalich Litzafon Keruv Ledorom, Ledorom Keruv Litzafon. Let us take a look at diagram 45 in the Pirush Chai. You can see there a person is at home and he sends his servants out to set down an Eruv, let's say 1,000 amas south and 1,000 amas north of his house, or he said so on his own, thinking that you could do such a thing. The question is, how far can this person walk south? So we say that as opposed to originally, where he would have been able to go from his house if he had set a real eruv at 1,000 amas from his house north, he'd be allowed to go a total of 3,000 amas. In other words, he would gain another 2,000 amas south of his house. However, since he also made an Eruv 1,000 amas north of his house, giving him the ability to walk 2,000 amas north, and he cannot have this, so we say that he can now walk south of his house only as far as he could have walked south of his house had his Eruv been in the north. So let's say for a moment, how far south could he have walked had his Eruv been placed 1,000 amas north of his house? Had the Eruv been placed 1,000 amas north of his house, he would have been allowed to walk only 1,000 amas southwards. Likewise, if he were to place the Eruv 1,000 amas south of his house, how far north of his house could he walk? He could walk only 1,000 amas north of his house. Since he had relocated to 1,000 amas south, that's his Shabbos location. So how far north could he go? Only 1,000 amas. So in this case, where two Eruvim were placed down, he is going to be limited to, practically speaking, 1,000 amas to the north and to the south of his house, and that's it. However, the source goes on to say, the mitzu olav es hatchum, if the southern Eruv was placed at the extreme 2,000 amma mark south, and the northern Eruv was placed down at the extreme 2,000 amas north of his house, so then lo yozuz mimakomo, then he cannot move from his spot, which means that even though he might be located in a city, he can no longer count the entire city as his four amos, but all he's in that case, he'd be restricted to his house. Now, what we have to do is we have to look in the Rashi to appreciate how this source supports Shmuel. So let's look at the Rashi. Lo yozuz mi makoimoi, mi beisoi, v'afilu kivnei iro eino. Of course, now Rashi we're looking at is more than halfway down the wide line. So let's pick up again from that Rashi. Lo yozuz mi makoimoi, mi beisoi, v'afilu kivnei iro eino. He's not considered like part of his city either. T'ha lo nisgabe miknos shvisa elo, b'mokomoi ruven. His intention was to acquire a location where the Eruv is placed, not his city. V'eino yodea ize mehen kona. Here he doesn't know which one took hold. Ze Eruv Hadorom Mafsido Apayim Shel Tzafon, the southerly Eruv that was placed 2,000 amas to the south of his house will deprive him of 2,000 amas from his house northwards. Ze Eruv Hadorom Mafsido Apayim Shel Dorom, and likewise the Eruv to the north makes him lose 2,000 amas south. What do we see in this case? That he's able to walk to the north as far as his southern Eruv would allow him. Alma. And this is where we tie into Shmuel. Where you have a case where we are in doubt of where he wants to be, Azlinon b'travayu l'chumra, we will follow both of them with regard to stringency. Umiu b'mai d'shavku shori le'melezel. Whatever balance there is between the two eruvs, even though we are applying stringency, however, if there is a balance of area that according to both of the eruvs he would be able to walk, we give him that. V'afalgav d'losim b'hinichole, even though he didn't designate which one he likes. V'hainu Kishmuel. This is the support to Shmuel. The Omar Hecha de Mesafkalon Behe Dalat Amos Dilon. Shmuel had said that where we are in doubt as to which four amos under the tree he wants to be, in other words, where he said, I want to be under the tree, but he didn't say which four amos, Kona Shvisa, he does acquire a location under the tree, Chomri de Travayu Yavinale, with the stringencies of each one in mind. So the main point is that which we've dashed underlined here in the Rashi is that when there is an element of doubt, he doesn't lose out completely. Now, we continue in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Le motevi tuftei de Rav. Should we say then this source is a repudiation of Rav? Let's take a look at Rashi. Le motevi tuftei de Rav, diomar, hecha de losiem, lo yozuz mimkomo. According to Rav, where you were not specific of as to which four amos you want to be, Rav said you can't move from your location. Tebemokam Raklov Lorot Salikos, where he's standing right now, he doesn't want that to be his shvisa, because he says he wants to be under the tree. And since with regard to the tree, I don't know which four amas, so Rav says you don't get any of the four amas under the tree. Here we see that even though he there is room to say wants to be here, and there's room to say that he wants to be there. And in this case, where you have this parallel situation of the tree case, maybe this four amos, maybe those four amos. In the case of the two Erevin, maybe it's this Erev, maybe it's that Erev. And yet we see in this source that we do give him the area that both Eruvim would enable him to go in. If according to Rav's Shita, his opinion, afilu lo mitzo esetchum lo yozuz mimukomo, even where the Eruvim are not placed at 2,000 amas extremes, one 2,000 amas to the north and one 2,000 amas to the south, even in a case where he doesn't do that, Rav says lo yozuz mimukomo debebeso lo rotsa liknos, he doesn't want to be in his house, ubeshvisus Eruvim lo siyem behe nichole, and with regard to the Eruvim that were placed down, he doesn't say which one he wants. So this source, which does give him some room to walk, the area that doesn't, that is common to both a Reuven, he gets. That's against Rav. So the Gemara says or asks, Leimotevi Tufta de Rav, should we say this is against Rav? The Gemara says, Rav Tonahu Palig. Rav being of the first generation of Amoroyim, who also had contact with Tanoim. He has the status of a Tano, and as a result of that, Rav Tanahu Upolig, he has the power to express an opinion different than this Tanaic source, and therefore it's not considered a repudiation or a dismissal of Rav's opinion. Rav still can maintain his opinion as a legitimate alternative opinion to this Tanaic source. Omar Shvisosi Bikoro, we saw in the Mishnah that if he says, I want my Mokum Shvisa to be at the trunk of the tree, there he's defining his location. Malach Mimokum Ragovadi Kor Alpayim Amo, he can then walk from where he is standing till the trunk 2,000 Amos, and Mikor Labeso Alpayim Amo, and from the trunk to his house 2,000 Amos, Nimso Mahalich Mishachashecha Arba Alofim Amo. The result of this is that from the point Shabbos sets in, if you measure from where he is standing, he would be able to walk 4,000 amos. We continue at the top of Nun Aleph, Omid Aleph, Omar Rava, Vahu, Dechirohit, Likoro, Moti. This halacha that he is given, or the Mokum Shvisa is given to him at the trunk of the tree, that's provided that he could run from where he is now and get to the bottom, to the trunk of the tree, before darkness sets in, before Shabbos sets in. So that the timing of his declaration or expression of desire is such that he could get to the trunk before Shabbos sets in. Omar le Abaye, Abaye challenges this. He says, "Well, hoshcha loy katoni." But the expression in the Mishnah is that Shabbos has already set in. So the Gemara explains that hoshcha lebeso, its darkness has set in with regard to his house, which means from where he is standing, vis-a-vis getting to his house, Shabbos would have already set in, even if he ran. But as far as getting to the trunk of the tree, we are talking about a case that he could, if he wanted to run, get to the tree before Shabbos sets in. And under those circumstances, we say he's Koine Shvisa. Let's read that again. Choshcho lebeso, avo leikoro shilin motzi ozio. But to the trunk of the tree, he could get there, if he were to run, before Chashecha. Iko di Amri, another version of this. Omar Rova, choshcho loi ki maski koli koli. It would, he is speaking at a point in time that Shabbos would set in before he gets to the trunk of the tree if he were to walk slowly. Koli koli is slowly. Avo rohit moti. But he is talking at a point in time that he could get to the trunk of the tree before darkness sets in if he were to run. Before we close our shiur, let us just remind you that we can be reached at email address gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.